From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. More fallout on the scandal involving former Republican Congressman Mark Foley and the computer messages he sent to underage male pages. Late today in Florida, his attorney acknowledged for the first time that Foley is gay and said that he was molested as a teenager by a clergyman. Earlier on Capitol Hill, Republican leaders of the House seemed to distance themselves from each other when discussing the scandal. A conservative newspaper called for Speaker Dennis Hastert's resignation, and President Bush spoke publicly for the first time about the matter. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on the problems the Republican leadership faces with just 5 weeks to go before the election.
The president spoke in California, where he went to raise money for Republican congressional candidates. In his first public remarks on the Foley scandal, Mr. Bush said he was, quote, dismayed and shocked to learn of what he called Congressman Foley's unacceptable behavior.
I was disgusted by the revelations and disappointed that he would violate the trust of the citizens who placed him in office. Families have every right to expect that when they send their children to be a congressional page in Washington, that those children will be safe. We have every right as citizens to expect people who hold higher office behave responsibly in that office.
This morning, the conservative Washington Times called on Speaker Dennis Hastert to resign his post. The Times called him either grossly negligent or said he deliberately looked the other way. Hastert has said he does not remember being told by his staff that a former page had complained about emails Foley had sent him in the summer of 2005. Hastert yesterday conceded those emails were a red flag that should have warned House leaders of Foley's conduct. Today, the Speaker got a vote of confidence from the President.
You know, I know Danny Hastert. I meet with him a lot. He is a father, teacher, coach who cares about the children of this country. I know that he wants all the facts to come out, and he wants to ensure that these children up there on Capitol Hill are protected. I'm confident he will provide whatever leadership he can to law enforcement in this investigation.
The FBI is conducting a preliminary probe into whether any laws were broken by Foley's explicit messaging to minors. House Republican leader John Boehner today seemed to distance himself from the speaker as he explained his own conduct in the case. In an interview with Cincinnati radio station WLW, Boehner said he too was aware of the initial concerns about Foley and said he passed those concerns to Hastert.
I believe I talked to the speaker and he told me it had been taken care of. And in my position, it's in his corner, it's his responsibility. The clerk of the House who runs the page program, the page board, all report to the speaker. And I believe that it had been dealt with.
Boehner's office later released a letter to the editor of the Washington Times in which he stated that no one in the House leadership, including Speaker Hastert, had any knowledge of the, quote, warped and sexually explicit instant messages that were revealed last Friday. Other Republican House members have begun circling the wagons around Hastert. Arizona Congressman John Shattuck has been rounding up signatures on a letter in support of Hastert. Republican Ray LaHood, who represents a district in Illinois near Hastert's, says the speaker was ill-served by his staff. But LaHood concedes the political consequences of the Foley scandal could be far-reaching.
When I came back to Peoria, the first three questions that the media asked me were about Foley, about the Page program, and about emails. It wasn't about the war. It wasn't about port security. It wasn't about border security. It wasn't about illegal immigration. And it's unfortunate that 40 days before the election, this becomes the issue du jour. Now, whether 40 days from now people remember this and take it out on incumbent members, particularly Republican members, we're going to find out.
LaHood says the conservative voters that comprise the Republicans' base could wind up staying home in November over frustrations with the Republican majority he says they've put their trust in. And if that happens, it's likely Republicans will no longer be in the majority in the next Congress. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.